And it is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors, one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan.
Thank you, Woody. Oh, man, this is always fun for me. Ron Rothstein, former head coach in the NBA, longtime assistant coach, one of the great defensive coordinators in the game of all time, and now an analyst on, I got to get used to saying this, Ron, FanDuel Sports Network. Good morning. How you doing?
It's a mouthful, isn't it?
Yeah. It's going to take a while to get used to old FanDuel there, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm looking forward to this thing, man. And before we get into all the basketball stuff, Pat Riley Court, you've known him as long or longer than anybody. 30 years, by the way, did it go by fast? And, of course, the dedication with his name on the court tonight's pretty cool. Tell me about Pat Riley a little bit, Ron.
Well, not a whole lot to tell that everybody doesn't really know. But he's a hell of a guy. Just, that's the bottom line. You know, good people.
Yeah.
And he's done remarkable things in his career. Probably stuff he never even dreamed of. Hoped for, but never even thought would happen. But it's been remarkable. It really has. It's the only one that comes close is Pop in San Antonio. It's the only one that comes close to what Pat has done here.
Yeah.
And I was, when I saw the video, I didn't know about it. When I saw the video, I got choked up. Very special.
Yeah. I'll tell you what he's done. When he was a player, he played with some of the greatest players in the game with the Lakers. His coaching with not only the Lakers but New York, and then what he's built here over the last 30 years. The part I didn't know about, I knew the coach was going to be pretty special. I didn't know the president, the guy that would set the tone every day for what this thing was going to be like. I didn't know he was going to be that good at that part of it. Did you have a pretty good feel for that?
Well, he was really the president while he was coaching.
Good point.
You know,
okay.
And that started. And look, Pat has always known what he wants to do. And he's stuck by his beliefs. He hasn't wavered. You know, there are times, of course, any human being is going to question what they're doing. But he set a course, and he trusted his own instincts. But I think also what's important is I think he also trusted the people closest to him and listened to them carefully to help make his decisions. But in the end, his decisions have been his. And, you know, it's hard to find the kind of loyalty that he has shown in the NBA forever. You just can't find it.
Yeah, well, it's
and when I say loyalty, a loyalty to his people, that who he feels have earned that loyalty.
Right. No, he's kept people in this organization. To your point, you know, we've talked
like
about
me.
It. Yeah. No, listen,
like
you're
me.
Right. No, you've been. Hey, Tony Fiorentino, you go through the list.
Right.
Eric, who's an original, right down to people that have worked in the front office and everything else. So you're right to that point. Hey, I do want to ask you, because I know Eric Reed's doing the one-on-one that he taped with Eric Reed with Pat Riley. What do you got going on in the background? You where are you? You need to get that. Go ahead, Coach.
No. it's a call from my wife. I don't know if she'll answer the phone. Sorry.
Okay, no, that's fine. All right, so Pat was pretty honest about, hey, we need 75 games. Find out. We got to get away from the injury bug, especially for Jimmy and Tyler. But we need our core four with Terry Rozier and Bam in there as well to play their best. And I believe in it. We're going to come back with these guys for another year. And I didn't make any changes because I believe we still can be really good. What are your thoughts with Pat's comments that he made about guys staying healthy and playing more games and having a chance in the East?
I agree totally, and I'll tell you why. If you go back and you look at the history of the game, you look at the history of the champions, you can't cheat the season. the season determines at the end. Of course, as long as you're healthy. But the habits you build and the togetherness you build over the course of the season are the things that will carry you through at crunch time. If you don't build that and that trust, you can't succeed. When I say succeed, I mean winning a championship.
Right.
Look, there's 30 franchises and only one can win, okay? But if you shortcut, you can't take shortcuts. It just doesn't work that way.
Guys need to play together too, right? I think getting chemistry and all knowing what guys are going to do, knowing your rotation from night to night, and knowing they can count on you to play is a big part of it. How about for Jaime Jaquez? Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Joe, just remember one word: trust.
Yeah,
that's the key thing. Okay, and what you build in that locker room, that feeling, it doesn't happen if you're not playing together.
Hey, Ron. You know one thing I don't know, and help me with Khalil Ware. Is he in the rotation to play right away? Their first round pick, their 7 foot center.
I don't think so.
Okay,
it doesn't look that way.
All right,
I don't really know to tell you. It doesn't look that way, and I think the plan is to bring him along slowly. Now that could change in a week, 2 weeks, three games. All right, but I don't think Spo is ready to put him out there in the rotation when we have Nico and you have Thomas Bryant, you have Kevin Love. I don't think there are a lot of minutes there. It's going to happen eventually, but it has to happen organically. You can't force it. If you force it, it almost never works.
Right. Especially for the way they play defensively and that word trust again that you talked about and all those things. Hey, Ron, I wanted to ask you about their style of play. We saw a lot of games in this preseason, 40-plus threes every night, dunks and D. Is that what we're looking at, threes, dunks, and D?
Well, that's going to be – I think that's been the emphasis, yes. And, it was based on a lot of numbers from last year.
Right.
And what it is you're basically trying to be more efficient and take the shots that are going to benefit you the most. Now, it's going to be interesting to see how it all develops because, like, we know certain teams want to play a certain way. So you go to take away the strengths and force them into their so-called weaknesses.
Mm-hmm.
Well, teams are going to try and do that to us. So we're going to see how we counter that, okay? And sometimes, in the course of a game, you're faced with an open shot from 15 feet. I know we don't want to take the mid-range, but the open mid-range shots, to me, will always be a good shot. But the contested, hard, tough mid-range
shots. Right, right. That makes sense.
Probably not. But if you're analytics will tell you that if you live in the mid-range, you're not necessarily going to be successful. But see, if you don't want to live anywhere, what you want to have is balance. I've always said this. Balance will help you win. If you're top-heavy, look, Boston is top-heavy from the three, and they won a championship. But they can really shoot the three. And also, they're good everywhere.
Yeah.
They're good defensively. It's not one thing that's going to help you win. It's a multitude of things. But, you lay out a game plan, you develop your offense to try and get the shots you want and the areas you want, and then you hope that works.
Hey Ron, NBA analytics is everywhere now. I understand sports science, all this stuff. How much do you think Spo depends on that compared to your gut and what you've seen compared to and using those numbers?
Spo, Pat, the organization, uses analytics as a tool. We don't live and die with it.
Okay.
There are teams in the league that live and die with analytics. There have been teams in the league who have had their analytics guy sitting behind the bench telling the coach when to substitute and who to put in. That has been going on, not everywhere, but certain teams. And I know that to be true. I know it's a fact. And those teams weren't doing that have not been successful.
Yeah.
They may have had a winning record, and maybe they've maxed out what they can do. But they haven't won a championship.
Yeah. Hey, I want to ask you about one specific player, and we talked about this earlier in the show, and his upside, Jaime Jaquez, who had a really nice rookie year. What would be your expectations in year two for him?
I think he continue to grow. I mean, you know, you don't – well, most people don't go from 1 to 10 in 1 year, okay? Not that he was a 1, but – what I'm saying is that I think you'll see steady progress. He's a very confident young player. And he's strong. He gets the ball and he puts the ball on the floor. He creates situations, not only for himself, but for teammates. So, and I think it's going to be interesting to watch to see how teams defend him, because he's very, very aggressive. If you watched any of the preseason, he was even more aggressive than what I saw last year. He gets that ball, and he's ready to attack. There's no hesitation. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. I mean, he's going. It used to be when we would talk about certain players in a scouting report, you'd say to a guy, okay, when he catches, like Jaquez, when Jaquez catches it, you better be down in the stance and ready, because he's going. He's not waiting. So it's going to be interesting to see how he's defended and how he adapts to that.
Yeah, I'm really curious. By the way, tonight should be a lot of fun between what you guys have going on at FanDuel Sports Network in the pregame. Halftime ceremony is going to be fantastic. I can't wait to see Eric Reed. I talked to him a little bit last night. He said Pat Riley was unbelievable in his one-on-one, and you know, Pat kind of, he speaks from the heart on everything, man. He doesn't, he's good for the media business, man. I'll tell you that. He is always really good. What are you looking forward to with this team the most? They were 10 games over 500 last year, Ron. What would be the one thing for you?
Well, I guess I'd like to see us win more, okay? Yeah. I mean, bottom line, I'd like to see us win more. I think we need to be better at home. It was really strange, you know.
Yeah, it was.
We had one of the best road records. We had one of the best road records in a league, and I think we were one game over 500.
Yeah, I was going to say just a little bit over 500 last year. You're right.
And you know, you can't do that. You know, you play 41 home games. Look, if you want to be a contender, a legitimate contender, you know, you need to win like 30 home games or close to it. You know, I think we won 22 last year or something like that, 23. We need to get closer to 30.
Right.
And, you know, and then maintain what we do on the road or some semblance of it. Look, if you're a 500 team on the road, you know, that's 21 wins.
Right.
You win 30 at home, that's 51.
That makes you a 2 or 3 seed right there.
Well, it gets you out of the play-in, okay? And it puts you up probably in the top 4 in a normal year. So that's always been, you know, the thing. You want to get to 50 or better, and you can't do it if you're going to split at home. It's just not going to work.
See, I had all these questions for you because I haven't talked to you for a while, and I had a little build up here, so I wanted to get to it. Boston, Boston, clearly the team to beat once again in the East. When you look at everybody, boy, did they look good last night?
They're going to be really hard to beat. Repeating is really tough, but they have
brought everybody back.
Yeah, and they did it last night without Porzingis.
Yeah,
you know,
that's true.
You know, he's going to come back, and they're a well-oiled machine. They're ready to go from day one. That game last night against the Knicks, reminded me a little bit of our first game with the Big Three. We played in Boston, and they killed us.
Yeah,
it was embarrassing, but I'm sure, and the Knicks are a little banged up, and they're missing a couple of guys. But the other thing is, Boston's not going to shoot like that every night.
No
they're going to shoot well.
Yeah,
they're not going to shoot like that every night. But maybe they'll make a liar out of me, and they will, and they'll set all kinds of records. I don't know.
Ron, we'll have to do this again because I didn't even get a chance to get to the Knicks and that trade they made and your feelings on how good they can be. But we'll save that as a teaser for next time I get a chance to talk to you. You take care of yourself, get some sleep, and be rested up because we're going to do it again soon, my man.
You got it. Anytime, Joe.
All right.
Take care.
All right. Right back at you. Ron Rothstein from FanDuel Sports Network. God, they got a lot of stuff going on tonight. Big ceremony at halftime for Pat Riley, the Pat Riley Court that's going to take place. Eric Reed's got a great one-on-one speaking of Pat Riley and everything else getting you caught up on it tonight. And so appreciate Ron Rothstein finding some time for us. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back in a moment.
Email your resume to Maria Nicoletti at ADT.com and reference job code P102024D.
Traffic on WQAM is sponsored by Lexus of Kendall and Lexus of West Kendall. Your home for the best price on newer certified pre-owned. Lexus, official luxury vehicle of your Miami Dolphins. Call 305-KENDALL today.
The roadways this morning on the Cordell and Cordell traffic cam in Miami-Dade. This traffic report is brought to you by Dade County Federal Credit Union, a financial institution you can trust, now serving Dade and Broward counties. Visit dcfcu.org for more info. An accident slowing you down if you're traveling I-95 southbound right before I-195 East Miami Beach. It is affecting a left lane. Is hurricane season stressing you out? Dade County Federal Credit Union can help. Get a personal loan for shutters, generators, and windows to prepare your home. Rates as low as 10.49% APR and bar up to $30,000. Don't wait. Visit dcfcu.org/prep to apply online today. That's traffic. I'm Elia Escobar on AM 560 Sports, WQAM, FM 99.9, HD2, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Time for weather brought to you by the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, your accident attorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. 78 degrees, partly cloudy. It's not raining outside our windows here. Joe, we have a...
What?
What?
Nothing.
We have a giveaway.
Oh, that's right.
And we have a trivia question.
We got the tickets for the Knicks next Wednesday.
Yes. Now, listen, we had this issue yesterday.
Talk about how good the Knicks are. We'll find out up close.
Wait until you hear the question, because I'm not going to like redo the question when you call in and I say, what's the answer?
I've been talking to everybody out there. Yeah, what do you have?
All right, are you ready for this one?
Yeah.
305-567-0560. In honor of Pat Riley, how many total rings does Pat Riley have? Player,
total.
Coach, assistant coach, executive.
Oh, my God.
How many total rings does Pat Riley have? Someone's calling right now. They couldn't have possibly heard
say,
the question.
But. Can I say? And by the way, only give them one. If they start hitting you with six different numbers, you go, no, the first one's the only one that counts.
Okay.
Number one is the only one that counts. Can I guess?
I prefer if you didn't, but I mean, let's just, I'll get back to you, all right?
Can I tease you with, like, or can you tease him a little bit? Like, how many won as a player? I do know that.
That's good. Let me get to the...
All right. The ones he... with Jerry West. You know, he and Jerry together. How cool is that? Freaking Jerry West, one of the greatest players of all time. And Pat was really good friends with the guy.
All right, I'm going to do the contest.
He played with Wilt. Pat, I'll tell you what. How much would you pay to have an hour or two with Pat Riley for a lunch or dinner? His stories make our stories that we tell in the wild times here in South Florida and guys you played with and know. And you go with – and he didn't even have to talk about the New York stuff. Just the stuff in L.A. Of course, there'd be some things I'd be interested about here in Miami. But the stuff, like if you're a little bit older and you followed the Lakers and just be so good. Like 2 hours of Pat. I don't know how much filter Pat has left anyway. But he's just so good. That stuff with Eric Reed tonight has got to be so good on FanDuel Sports Network, which we got to get used to saying. I'm sorry. FanDuel Sports Network. And the Heat basketball game's coming up here. So, yeah. I'm a big Pat Riley fan. Why not, man? Why not? Why not, man? What he has done as not only the head coach but the president, kind of set the rules and regulations of what Spo now picks up and runs. And listen, Spo's own guy. I don't want anybody to think Spo is running down at the bottom of what are we going to do today. No, Spo's a different level now too. But I always tell everybody it's Nick, it's Mickey, it's Pat, Andy, and Spo. And if I'm missing somebody out there, I apologize. But those are the guys. And Nick has made a nice move in, Mickey's son, to take a bigger role in everything as well as he's gotten older and been around this basketball thing. He's been at every part of this basketball thing. And they're great owners. Great ownership. Front office, fantastic. This is what it you want it to look like. And a guy that stayed around for 30 years. I didn't think Pat Riley would stay here 30 years. If I was just to be honest, said, all right, Pat got burned out on L.A. and went to New York. Didn't like New York, left. Pat's probably. And then I thought Pat's going back to L.A. to be with his L.A. buddies. And Pat stayed here. Remember, he got some of those movie star buddies out there. I forgot that he got friends out there. He knows all the high-end people out there from his days with the Lakers and stuff. And he stayed here. So, Pat, as
we got a winner, by the way. You want to take a stab at the answer there?
I'm going to take a stab.
Go ahead.
5, 3, and 1, 9.
Good job. You got the answer correct. You nailed the math. That was good.
We got one with the Lakers because the Celtics, yes. Nothing against them, but Celtics were whooping that ass back then.
You did a good job with that, man. That's
actually, because I do know the with Goodrich and West and Baylor and Chamberlain, everybody thought that team would win more championships than it did. But they did get one. They did get one. And boy, the way they had some great, great all-time players. Great all-time players. And Pat was part of that. And then, of course, went on with Jerry West. You've seen stories and documentaries and everything else. HBO shows on it and characters trying to play Pat Riley and Jerry West and all the rest of them that have been involved. And then part of three here. All three of them. He had his prints on everything, man. So it's pretty cool. Pretty damn cool. And a special night. Special night for Pat Riley. And we don't do this very often, but listen, he deserves this. And I hope he stays around, man. I think this guy, and this is what everybody tells me. I was actually going to call Pat Riley one day, and then I was thinking, I ain't going to pick up for him. But I was going to go, hey, Pat, man. You don't need the money. You're set. You can't, you know, you've done everything there is to do in the NBA at every level. So, and I realize, man, this keeps him young. 79, going to be, hey, this keeps him going. Having this and being involved with young people every day and all that stuff, he still enjoys doing. So just no matter what age you are, I mean, keep going if you want to do it. Don't just say, I'm going to retire and go, what am I? I had more friends recently retire and then tell me, what the hell am I doing, man? I'm just sitting around all day and I work out a little bit and then I do that and then nothing. You got to keep going, man. I mean, if they, you know, let you go, that's different. Then do something different. All right. We got to go to break here, Woody. Pat deserves everything, though, man. Pat Riley Court is cool. Nice way to start. And we'll take a quick break, and we'll be back in a moment.
All right. It's time for your stock market report here, sponsored by Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, home of the $21,000 discount, KendallDodgeChryslerJeepRam.com. NASDAQ down 100, Dow down 220, and the S&P down 18. There you
You're
go.
In rare form today, man.
What? I don't make up those numbers.
No, talking about other stuff. Such an idiot. You're such an idiot.
You're just running around this building hurting feelings, man. Crushing people's spirits. You're an energy vampire. That's what you mean. Or a culture killer, things.
No, they say you take the air out of the room.
Yeah, you're a culture killer.
You take the air out of the room. I'll tell you what, man. You are Sammy Sarcasm, man. You are. Boy, you're in rare form today, too.
We got another thing going on here tomorrow. another like Halloween thing. Are you going to take part or no?
No.
You missed a good one yesterday, man.
I know. You got smoothie and free breakfast.
Yeah.
All right, good.
Some people like that.
I know. I had to get out.
And there was good team building.
You know, let me tell you why you were team building. I was out working on my energy level and getting out and walking and exercising.
Did you hit the track yesterday?
Hit the...
Wherever you're walking these days?
Yeah, I did. I hit it. Yeah. My time up, man. I can getting back to normal now. Start playing tennis again. And in good mood. And hopefully, I'll be in a good mood Sunday afternoon, and I'll be in a good mood and be in a really good mood Saturday night after the FSU Miami game. That something crazy. And by the way, we had the president of the University of Miami on here earlier today. He was good, man. He was really, really good. He was just, if you're wondering the direction of the school and what's going on, it was really good. And by the way, as far as Ron Rothstein goes, Khalil Ware, I was right. I didn't sense when they were doing their lineup here the last few games that Khalil Ware was gonna play right away. Woody, you might have to make some changes in your fantasy basketball.
We'll see, all right? We'll see. Wait it out.
I'm guessing Ron Rothstein knows a lot.
Yeah, I know. But suppose rotations are a little bit like, you know, inconsistent, so we'll see.
That's true. He is liable to
never know. Like if you're Duncan Robinson could play 40 minutes tonight, or he might not play.
You can ask Duncan Robinson. Has he seen it all from the end of the bench to start? He's seen it all. Although I think now he's worked on his game a lot and played a lot. Actually, had a nice bounce back year last year, didn't he? He played really well. Duncan Robinson. Anyway, it all starts up tonight, man. It's going to be a lot of fun. And we'll be obviously talking about the game a lot tomorrow. But Heat opener at home tonight against the Magic. What do you think, Woody? They were 46. You know, people forget. You're like, what a down year. And you're going, they were 46-36, which is really weird because in years past, if you were close to 500, you had that eighth position. Remember all the years? Like, if you were a 500 team or one or two games over, a little bit under, you got the eighth spot in the East. And last year, they got the eighth spot, and they were 10 games over 500, and which means now you got to be in a play-in if you're in a 7 or 8 spot. You want to get one of those top 6 spots. But so here we go. It's all set up, and we will start to see what it's going to look like, and we'll be checking the health and got back-to-back games. How many guys going to be able to play in back-to-back nights? That's going to be part of it. Because you got a lot of those, games, and as Ron said, and it's so important, you got to have a good home record. You got to have a good home record, man. Did you hear Boston last night? They had theirs. I was watching the game. What'd they lose? 3 or 4 games at home in the regular season. They were really, really good. Whatever that number was, it was. And they're going to be a tough out. There's no question about it. I'm afraid now the two top guys, for some reason, said, boy, they got a little chip on their shoulder about the Olympics. One didn't get in a game, and the other didn't get invited to the team. And even when who went down? Somebody got sent home, or who was it? Oh, Kawhi Leonard. Yeah, Kawhi Leonard didn't play. They sent him home.
That's the James Harden show now, man. He's all alone over there.
Boy.
See what he can do still.
Go get him. Can I count on that guy
fantasy,
every night?
Well, speaking of fantasy basketball, James Harden is one of the all-time terrible real-life players, but he stuffs the stat sheet for fantasy owners.
He does?
Oh, tremendous.
So you do fantasy basketball too?
Sadly, yes.
Is that it, just football and basketball, or you do them all?
No, that's it.
You guys take off and match up shirts and do the whole thing?
No.
The same guys with you?
This league is not as friendly as the other one, though. Actually, there's kind of a lot of dislike going on. People got a little feisty yesterday.
About what? What can make, like, when you're doing fantasy basketball?
Some guy wanted to, like, push the draft 15 minutes, and it was already late. And so there was an argument.
Yeah.
A lot of insults were exchanged. And
anybody just quit? Go, that's it. I quit. I don't want to be in a league with you anyway. I don't like you.
We've already paid, though, so it's
that'll keep you around.
You're kind of stuck at that point, but you could certainly hurl insults at people. Make you feel better, a little bit better about the situation.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, during the show this morning, DeAndre Hopkins, wide receiver for the Titans, or formerly of the Titans, now with Kansas City Chiefs. That's not it, though, Woody. There's going to be a lot more moves taking place. I'm telling you right now, if you're a disgruntled player and you want out, and your team's not very good, you better be careful because your team will move you. They will move you because I think a lot of teams that think they got a chance to go deep into the playoffs are going to make some moves on what they don't have, mostly because of injury. And we've already seen it. I'll tell you what, the 49ers are banged up. They're really banged up too. I think it's everywhere. I always say this. I don't think anybody wants to hear about the injury bug because everybody's going through it. Colts had 9 guys on IR last week. You think they want to hear about, I know we had 2 out. They got guys out too. Everybody's got guys out. I saw yesterday that the Arizona Cardinals pass rusher, number one and only pass rusher they had, he's on IR. It's going on everywhere, bud. It is going on everywhere. Hey, real quickly here before we say goodbye, go ahead and hit me with the text machine a little bit if you would, just to keep me.
You got it here. By the way, we'll have more Heat tickets tomorrow.
Oh, we do?
Yes.
For the Knicks game again?
The Knicks game, yep.
Man, I had some people ask me if they go to the Knicks game.
Who asked you?
You took their tickets.
I took their tickets?
Yeah, you got tickets. Anyway, go ahead.
I don't have tickets to the Knicks game. I'm going tonight. I don't have tickets.
Oh, you're going. That's right. I'm wrong.
But I take priority over you now because you don't want to talk to anyone. You're on bad terms with people here. So
I just need a timeout from the salespeople. You know, have you ever done that in your relationship? Like, hey, we just need a little timeout? Or you can't really do that. We just need a little break from each other. I'm going to be gone all day. You don't do that?
Not here.
All right.
I don't have that kind of power.
You're so...
What?
I'm
just being honest with you this morning.
This power thing. You always make it sound like I'm going around like and I'm hard to deal with everybody.
I mean, you're living the dream, though, man. Everyone wishes they could not talk to their boss.
I talk to my boss. He doesn't come in. He knows the big boss is here, and he still doesn't come in. If you're a program director, how do you not, like, if there's a time you got to kiss a little ass and come in early, it's when the big boss is in town. He didn't even come in early for her. He was in late, like right out of bed yesterday or something. What do you got for me?
You're getting easier and easier, by the way. I'm just letting you go.
I know.
I'm just teeing you up, bro. You're getting easier and easier with this. I'm trying to find some of those Company Man Joe tweets.
What else people talk? I love the marijuana one this morning. I don't know how I'm voting on marijuana yet.
You want to go down that road again?
I said I was dead serious. I don't know how I'm voting.
Okay.
Do you?
Well, apparently I don't know enough about the bill.
Well, you don't. And if you pay attention to the commercials,
I don't pay attention.
With the guy there sitting there, the big guy that's got, hey, you're not going to be able to have your own marijuana. We're going to control it. You didn't see that guy that you want to punch in? They found the.
Oh, I haven't seen that guy.
Yeah, you have. Come on. Wait till the ads we're going to see the next 2 weeks. It's going to get friggin' ugly. You ever seen when they get really nasty? You've screwed everything up and. You know, you've screwed the people over long enough.
Yeah, good thing it's not nasty right now.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I got 2 kids running around all day at home. I don't have time to read bills and amendments. And
well, then you can't vote on marijuana until
then
you
I'll
get
abstain.
More education.
I'll abstain.
No, you won't.
I mean, I can if the, you know, the bill's got some bad, some good.
You're going to study that when you go into
voting?
No,
I'm not.
Are you
going
to read ahead
it.
Of time before you decide?
To be quite honest, I'm probably just going to ask my wife to summarize it.
Very lazy.
It is very lazy, but that's how we operate.
Very lazy. All right, man.
She knows about that stuff.
I'm about done with you for the day here. Leave you on that one.
Mr. Undecided Voter in there.
I have a few things I got to work on. I'm not sure which way
so
I'm going yet.
You're the one.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, if you're a political person out there, try to work this guy over because he's undecided. Send him all those texts, emails.
Why do you do that? Why? See, now you're not being a very nice guy.
Because you're up for grabs. You're
being
in play.
You're being a a bit of a jerky right now. That's going to do it for our show. Have a great day, everybody.